for the Beale City Yankees. Dave Hansen, why don't you take us through our scoring plays? Start at the top. This was a great game.
Let's start with the first quarter when the Ubbly Bearcats strike first on a Colin Oberski 45-yard touchdown run. The two-point pass to Kyle Sweeney was good, and 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ubbly leads Beale City 8-0. Start of the second quarter, Beale City responds with a Wilson 60-yard touchdown run. The two-point run would fail after a delay of game call and the two-point conversion. Ubbly would lead Beale City 8-6. Casey Sweeney would respond on the ensuing series with a 36-yard touchdown run of his own. The two-point run is no good, and Ubbly, with 9 minutes to go, leads 14 to Beale City 6. T.J. Maxson scores just before the half, 41 seconds remaining on a 25-yard run. The two-point pass is good, and at the half, we are knotted up at 14 apiece. At the end of the third quarter, still the same score, 14 apiece. Trey Small would score for Beale City with 8 minutes to go in the game. Beale City gets their first lead, 21-14. Obviously, the PAT was good. And late in the fourth quarter, here's where it gets wild. As Casey Sweeney hits Colin Oberski on a fourth down and six, he hits him in the end zone. It actually was intercepted, but taken away as he comes down to the ground. Colin Oberski takes it from the defender in the end zone, falls to the ground with the football, and the touchdown would be good. The Bearcats down one would go for two, and after back-to-back timeouts, one by each team, the two-point pass is deflected and skips out of the back of the end zone. Beale City would take the lead. Ubbly would keep the lead, 21-20. Ubbly would have to kick off with 52 seconds left to go in the game, and Austin Peruski recovers the onside kick, 45 seconds to go, and then a wild intentional grounding call, which probably doesn't matter, but because the next pass, Casey Sweeney throws over the middle of the field and is picked off by number 10 of the Aggies,
Logan Chilman,
their best wide receiver, might I add you, and Beale City would then take a few knees and certainly move on what appears to be to face Reading, the defending state champions, next weekend for a state championship. What a finish. What a game.
What a game. And that last touchdown by Ubbly, I have not seen a catch like that, especially at the high school level, where it was legitimately an interception. You know, Beale City had that ball in their hands, and there's the wide receiver, Oberski, just to rip it away from that Beale City defender and grab it and roll into the end zone. Talk about an awesome touchdown to get Ubbly back into this ball game. It's just a shame that it came down to a two-point conversion, no good.
Well, and when you don't have a kicker, that's the way you live, and it's a 50-50 shot, and you got from 2 yards away, you got to trust that your offense is going to get the play done. And in that situation, they had settled on the passing game. They didn't even attempt to run the ball. There was a design pass from the get-go, and Casey Sweeney buys as much time as possible before he lets it rip through the end zone, and it glances off a defender and skips out the back of the end zone is no good. But that's not where the action stopped. I mean, they recover the onside kick and have another chance to make something happen, and just doesn't work out in their favor. But they had a ton of things go their way. That catch was unbelievable. And as you said, the ball was underthrown, and when it goes up to get it, the 72, the kicker, was also the defender. Aiden Mindel was the coverage guy on that play, and he goes up and gets the ball. And mind you, I went crazy. It was fourth down and six. What are you trying to intercept the ball for in the first place? He simply swats it to the ground. The game's over. We don't have the drama, and allows the Bearcats back in this game. But by him catching the football at its peak and pulling it down to the ground allows Colin Oberski to get his hands on the ball as well. And as he falls down to the ground on his back, rips the ball from the Aggie defender into the end zone for what, again, went from a touchback interception to a touchdown for the Bearcats, down one with a chance to take the win. They had a couple plays in that game where it was 50-50, and the play went their way. Those receivers made a heck of a catch down the stretch. Isaac Worzynski had one. Shane Ozentoski had one down the stretch. But some plays they needed to have, this team came up with. And if that doesn't describe this team, the way this game ends, I don't know what does. There's no fitting way to end this game other than Ubbly winning. They fought tooth and nail right to the end, made things happen when it certainly seemed bleak that they had no chance to win, and absolutely brought the best out of us, Clark. It was just a phenomenal game to see. And the only way it could have been any better is to see the Bearcats either punch in that two-point conversion or catch a Hail Mary at the end so we can go to Ford Field and watch them play one more time.
absolutely crazy finish, a strong game from start to finish. You look at it, this started out as a defensive back and forth. Obley comes out, and they have three and out. Beale City's defense holds strong. Beale City then gets the ball. They have six plays, and they're forced to punt. Obley then, on a three and out, it begins to punt from their own three-yard line. Casey Sweeney's punt goes up, and then Trey Small fumbles the catch, and Obley recovers from the 31-yard line, and then they go down. Colin Roberski with a 45-yard catch makes it 8-0. Beale City then responds with 1 minute and 20 seconds later. 11:03 left in the second. Wade Wilson had a 60-yard run on that jet sweep that worked so well for Beale City in that first half. And then suddenly, Beale City then, the two-point conversion was no good, and it's 8-6, Obley still leading. Next exact possession, Obley, not even 2 minutes later, 1:48, Casey Sweeney with his 36-yard run for the score, makes it 14-6, and Obley's starting to run away with it. Beale City then marches down the field, gets stopped at the Obley 8-yard line on fourth down, and Obley has the ball. And then they have a quick three and out, gives the ball back to Beale City, and with 41 seconds before the half, TJ Maxson breaks out for a 25-yard run. We're tied at 14 apiece at halftime. From that point forward, we had a turnover on downs for Beale City to start the second half at the Obley 6-yard line. Obley's defense came up with two defensive stops inside their own 10-yard line to keep them in this ballgame. That's going unsaid in this all.
And that's really where the game stayed close.
Yeah.
Let's be real. You know, they easily could have scored there, kicked a field goal when they attempted. Been a 10-point difference, you wouldn't know difference. The whole second half, it felt like the Aggies had the football, were driving, and come up with nothing. And that's kind of what the Bearcats like to do. They want to get their offense back on the field. Preferably, they want to do it quickly, obviously. But in this case, it was bend, don't break. And they caught a break when that snap was no good, because we saw this kicker in warmups, and we saw him kick the extra point. And that extra point was good from 35 yards. So this 24-yard field goal that he was going to attempt certainly had the leg. Obviously, things need to go well for a field goal unit to work, but they easily could have kicked a field goal there and been up 3. Scored a touchdown later, kicked the extra point, been up 10. So the fact that the touchdown they don't score and the field goal they don't get any points out of, that's a 10-point swing for the Bearcats. Kept them in the game. Now, that's no disrespect to the Aggies, but a credit to those Bearcats for maintaining and staying in the game and knowing that we only have 6 yards behind us. That's fine. They're not getting any closer. And they did a phenomenal job keeping their offense, keeping that offense alive and giving them a chance. And then at the end of the game, recovering the onside kick. Unbelievable. Just can't say enough.
They did everything they had to do, and it was right there. You know, every time you think, all right, well, that's it for Obley. This game's over. They come back and punch at Beale City once again, and they have another chance. That happened 3 or 4 times in this whole game, start to finish. Look at the second half. Beale City, turnover downs on that 6-yard line. Obley comes out 3-and-out punt. Beale City then responds, and that's when they take the lead 21-14 as Trey Small strikes from 7 yards out. Obley then gets stopped at the 50-yard line. Turnaround downs. Beale City then comes out, and Obley's defense holds strong and holds Beale City to a 3-and-out to keep him in this game. Then Obley then marches 80 yards down the field on 9 plays, 3 minutes and 8 seconds. And Colin Obrowski with a touchdown makes it 21-20 with 52 seconds left. They had 4 first downs in that drive, 9 plays. Then Obley then recovers the onside kick and then throws an interception at the game. And that's how your game would end. When we return, we'll have all of your individual and team stats here from Mount Pleasant, Michigan in the Division 8 state semifinals. Beale City 21, Obley 20, right here on your home for high school football, the WLAW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Now's the time to save up to $14,846 off all Ram trucks at Moore Motors in Caro. Right now, get employee pricing for everyone and more now on select 2019 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles and Ram trucks too. While they last, save up to $14,846 off the Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Did you hear that? You'll save up to $14,846 off all Ram trucks, including the Ram 1500 Motor Trends Truck of the Year. Where? At Moore Motors on M81 in Caro. Carroll, where you now get employee pricing for everyone and more. Come see a big selection of the best Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram has to offer. It's all here at Moore Motors in Carroll. Moore Motors is sharpening their pencils. Now is the time to save up to $14,846 off all Ram trucks at Moore Motors in Carroll. Right now you get employee pricing for everyone and more on select 2019 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles and Ram trucks too. So hurry